This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media Medical News Network. We're about to talk to Dr. Jonathan Fielding, who's the Director of Public Health for the County of Los Angeles. Welcome to Utopia Media Medical News Network.
Thank you.
The World Health Organization just wrapped up a three-day meeting to plan for a possible avian flu pandemic. Have you had a chance to see what they said?
No, I've not looked at what they've said, although we've been very close to what's been going on nationally and internationally, obviously.
What can you say about the state of preparedness within Los Angeles County for a possible avian flu pandemic?
We've been working on that issue. It's been very much top of mind for well over a year, and we have a very detailed plan that we've worked out. But having said that, I think like most places that look at this issue, it's really a national-international issue. We're not going to be able to, for example, control avian flu alone. What we're focusing on is surveillance, laboratory issues of quarantine, making sure that when vaccine is available, we can get it distributed, the same with antiviral medication, and making sure we do the right kind of job in terms of communication with all the different groups and all languages, and trying to make sure that we can help minimize the control of the extent of this infection should it come here. But having said that, of course, nobody is sure that we're going to have this problem.
You were going to tell us what your estimate was with imperfect knowledge about the likelihood of a H5N1 avian flu pandemic in the near future.
I don't think any of us know. I think we have to prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And so what we are assuming is coming, but of course it may never come, and that would certainly be good.
Okay. The last time we spoke, about a year ago, we were talking about the way the county was coping with a shortage of normal flu vaccine. What's the situation this year with that? Is that going to be any better than it was last year?
Well, I think it is better than it was last year. We don't have information on all the private distributions, and we do hear from some people that have had difficulty getting shots that their doctors or their doctor is frustrated, and we've had calls from some physicians. But certainly, it's a better situation than last year. Of the vaccine we ordered, we've received the vast majority, I think something most like 80% or more. So if we're emblematic of others, then for representative, then I would say that things are certainly in better shape, although I think there are some deliveries that are later than have been anticipated.
Is there any advantage in protecting oneself against avian flu to get the standard flu shot?
No, I don't think so, but it is something that people really should focus on, because avian flu is something that might occur, and flu this year is something that very most likely will occur, so we should assume that. And the people, particularly those at high risk, really it's important to get your flu shot.
Is the support on the federal level that the county gets and the coordination with the federal government adequate, in your opinion?
Well, with respect to the flu vaccine, the regular flu vaccine, we get vaccine through the state and some we order ourselves. It's large. The vast majority is done through the private sector, through health care providers that through physicians' offices and the like that to provide it, and there are also some providers who do it through pharmacies and set up at supermarkets and the like. So it's not meant to be an explicitly coordinated system. It's primarily a free market system with the addition of a public system. We focus on those who don't have other sources of care for immunization.
Okay. Are you satisfied that the current legacy methods of making vaccine with millions of fertilized chicken eggs is the optimal system, or are you doing anything as an individual or in your capacity as public health director for the county to encourage the development of newer ways and faster ways of making vaccine, for example, DNA vaccines?
The way we make vaccine is very antiquated. It's the technologies from the 50s and 60s. In the president's announcement last week, he explicitly said that some of the money for vaccine development would go to help accelerate the move towards newer technologies, acellular and DNA replication approaches, and certainly that's something I support. We need to shorten the cycle time.
As we wrap,
time for one more question.
What I wanted to wrap up with is just kind of a summary view of what the future is in terms of avian flu for Los Angeles County.
So we're going to continue to refine our preparations, working with the state, working with other agencies, working with the private sector, because if we have avian flu, and again, we're not sure we'll have it, it will have major economic consequences and social consequences. So we need to prepare to minimize the impacts on all fronts, but realize that it could be substantial.
Is it the county health department's responsibility to regulate the quarantine should that become necessary, or does it do that in conjunction with other agencies?
Well, the county would have the responsibility to do things like quarantine should that become necessary.
Does the county have its plans in place to deal with that?
Well, there are a lot of different ways that one might affect quarantine, and we've looked at a number of scenarios, but it'll depend on the specifics of the situation and what the best evidence is with respect to the likely effectiveness of different quarantines. The SARS experience, where basically people were quarantined at home, I think is an important model to look at, where people who are sick aren't going out and infecting others. They're waiting to see if they're going to get the illness, and if so, that they can be treated at home, and I think that would be good, but we have to also make sure that we have ways of dealing with those who are sick. I said 3 minutes. It's now a lot more than that. I am late for an appointment.
Okay, good. Well, then thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.